fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 14th day of May, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, store fuel. If you're in the Southeast, it's probably too late for you to store fuel because you simply can't get it. For the rest of you, it'd be wise to keep a supply of fuel on hand for your truck, your car, your motorcycle, your airplane, your farm equipment, all those things. We have an excellent line of fuel preservatives at my website under Amsoil Products. I am an Amsoil dealer, and the Amsoil fuel preservation products are outstanding and will help preserve that fuel properly. Make sure you use good quality containers. It's kept away from direct sunlight. The heat is damaging to the fuel. Be a patient way in the green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is a man who began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the emergency survival communications and ham radio. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be illegal. How about yourself, sir?
Yeah, the same here, John.
That's all right.
A nice sunny day, and yep, great, here in the Ozarks.
For those who aren't aware, if you've been out of the loop for news, the shooting war began in the Middle East yesterday. In earnest, we have the Israeli Air Force dropped more than 1,000 bombs yesterday on that area called Gaza. Israeli armor vehicles are in position, ready to move out. 6,000 Israeli soldiers have been put on alert. They're the military reserve to be activated. And it's a hot war. The main question I have is, will Turkey stay out of it? Will Iran stay out of it? Those questions remain to be answered, don't they, Tom?
Yes, they do, John. I have no idea, but it's really escalating over there. So,
well, I've been reaching out
to
my
some of that today.
Right, I've been reaching out to my private sources. I haven't got anything back yet, but it's something to watch carefully, something to be concerned about. I understand that American military contractors and military personnel, private contractors and military personnel, were evacuated from Israel in two or three C-130s in the last couple of days. I'm glad to see that. We don't need any Americans dying in this mess. Of course, the Palestinians, their armament consists of basically light infantry weapons, rifles, machine guns. They have some air defense systems of some sort. I'm not sure what they may have the Russian equivalent of Stinger missiles. If they do, Israel, I'm sure, is aware of that. Compared to the Israeli Defense Forces, people, the Palestinians, really are outgunned and outmanned terribly. It will be an absolute disaster unless for the Palestinians to go up against Israel, unless they've got help from outside sources such as Turkey or Iran. It'll be an absolute slaughter is what it will be. We shall see. It needs to be monitored. It needs to be paid attention to. And this would be a good time for people to be tuning in on shortwave radio to hear what's going on in that part of the world, wouldn't it, Tom?
Well, that is a really excellent idea, John, and a great way to get information. Shortwave will allow you to listen to some of the foreign broadcasts that are originating from that area. So right here in the States, you'd be able to hear in real time what's going on over there. You won't have to rely on filtered media that they feed to us. You'll hear a lot of the action right as it's happening.
Right. And you'll get different perspectives. You'll get a perspective from the Palestinian point of view. You'll get a perspective from the Israeli point of view. You'll get a perspective from the British, the BBC. Probably Russia will be in there as well. And it'll be interesting to hear how the different entities report the same events and have and reach different conclusions, won't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, yes.
So the beginning point to understand radio, if really comprehend radio, become very good at using this type of equipment, is the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org website, the Amateur American Radio Relay League. That's the beginning point to find out what you need to find out, to educate yourself, to learn the location of your nearest ham radio club, and to get the material you need to start studying to pass your ham radio license, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. And it's not too hard to do. You can get into the entry-level technician class license and get going with it. Really, it's kind of simple, John. It's a few weeks of studying and take some of the online tests and get hooked up with a ham club that administers the test. So it'll be volunteer examiners. And then you'd get your call sign, and you'd be able to get on the air right away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what's going on right now could easily become a far broader war, a regional war, and perhaps even a world war. Hopefully none of those things will take place, that it will remain contained in what's going on right now between Israel and the people in the Gaza Strip. I find it interesting that many mainstream media outlets refer to the illegal occupation of the Gaza Strip, and that's not my take on it. The Muslims attacked Israel in 1967. They initiated the 1967 war. I was a student at U.S. Military Intelligence School in Baltimore at Fort Halliburton when that took place. Tom, if you start a war and you lose, there's going to be some consequences, aren't there?
Well, I would think so. That's right.
And that's what happened. The Muslims started a war and they lost. And what did they lose? They lost real estate. Shock, shock, surprise, surprise. So that's been going on. The consequences of war and losing wars have been going on for all of recorded human history, as far back as we have records, which is basically 10, 12,000 years, depending on what the records are. So I'm not surprised or shocked at all that this is happening. And I'm trying to deal with some technical issues here. So that's what's happening. And it looks like we need to pay attention to this. And people may soon be wishing in the next few days and weeks, they may be wishing that they had went ahead and got their ham radio license. They'd went ahead and got equipment to monitor these international frequencies. Failure to do so in the past means they're not able to do it right now, aren't they, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. And you don't have to have a ham license to get a shortwave radio, which is a really good start. A scanner and a shortwave radio will allow you to listen to your local communications going on in your area, and then the global transmissions would be received with the shortwave radio. And you really need a radio that has single sideband capabilities, and that would allow you to listen to not only the foreign broadcasts, but the ham radio operators, because the bulk of their transmissions would be on single sideband, and you'll be able to hear what's going on in the various areas. Many times in a war zone, some of the ham operators get out very valuable information, and you can hear it directly from them. No media filtering anything. You'd hear things as they happen. So it's a very valuable tool to have, shortwave radio as well as your scanner for your local communications. That is a great combination.
It is. And I know from firsthand experience, that being the Tet Offensive 1968, that if you don't have access to real information that's reliable in real time, your mind will immediately go to a worst case scenario. That's human nature. That's exactly what human nature is. And people need to be aware of that and mitigate. The way to mitigate is to have access to reliable information immediately, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's right, John. Again, it's real time, and so many of these foreign broadcast stations will have information right from the battlefield in many cases, and you just can't find a better source. And you don't have to wait. You don't have to hear a recorded message that could have happened an hour, 2 hours or days before, and you can get it real time. So it's just probably one of the most valuable sources. So it's not too late to get that shortwave radio. You don't have to spend a lot of money either. I see some nice portable units that are maybe $150 or so, and they're available. They're in stock and available. It's not too late right now to get one. I think it'd be wise to do so.
Would you like to care to mention a make and model and where to get that radio, sir?
Well, John, Grundig has some. I've seen several other brands. You can buy them on eBay. There's a, I'll have to look it up while we're talking here. When we get to our first break, I'll try to find some brand names. But I buy equipment mostly from Ham Radio Outlet, and I've recently bought some equipment from them, and they have most of the stuff in stock, and they ship right away. It's a great company to do business with. And I'd say with the newer equipment I have, about 90% of it I've purchased through them. And then I also go to DX Engineering, They have a lot of parts, and they have a lot of antenna supplies and things like that. But those two sources work good for me. There's others. They're not the only ones, you know, the two I mentioned. There's others. And then a lot of the used equipment, I just go on, I find it on eBay or some of the various online swap type of forums where you list the equipment you have for sale. They have classified ads, and I found quite a bit in that, you know, in the forums.
Another place,
so there's all kinds of ways to find it.
Well, another place is your local ham radio. Men and women buy and sell, trade back and forth, high quality used equipment at great prices in these ham radio clubs all the time. Another great reason to be a member of your local ham radio club, isn't it, Tom?
It really is, and you can make sure that the word gets out by visiting that ham club and just make it known at the meeting what you're looking for. And believe me, somebody there may have exactly what you're looking for and willing to sell it, or they'll know somebody, or they'll get the word out, or they'll contact their various friends that will also help get the word out. And before you know it, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Unless it's something that's just really rare and difficult to find, you'll get some help to get the equipment that you're looking for. And
absolutely.
I think a handheld, small, portable-type shortwave radio is not a bad way to go. Grundig made several small radios like that you could use. They're portable. They didn't weigh that much. And then, John, there's also one called County Com or something like that. It's gentlemen I've bought several high-frequency receivers from in Pennsylvania was selling those on eBay. And I've spoken with him on the phone several times, and he said it's a pretty good little receiver. I'll try to find that model number. I don't have one myself. I did consider purchasing
one.
Well,
there's a radio I particularly like. It's Kaito. It's Kaito, Kilo Alpha India Tango Oscar. The KA600 AM FM. Shortwave, longwave, NOAA, that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has several different ways to power it. It has a solar panel, has a hand crank to hand crank the internal batteries, has a place to put replaceable batteries on it, plus you can plug it into the wall for power there. It's got a built-in flashlight. It's got a way to charge up your cell phone. A clock, of course, all this for $99 shipping included at Amazon. It's quite a package for not much money. That's a model I take with me when I travel. I keep it in a Faraday bag, Tom.
Yeah, you know, that would be a good way to go. And the hand crank part is great if things are really bad and there's no power. That would allow you to get the shortwave broadcast. But I don't know if those units have single sideband capabilities. It's really nice to have digital readout, single sideband. I'm looking at eBay right now, and I see shortwave radios for $100 that have digital readout, single sideband, AM, FM, shortwave. It's, you can't beat that.
Right. So, the single sideband would be another bonus, obviously, and if we had a make and model, people could look at those also.
Yeah, I see one of these Kaito radios that you're talking about. They're $100,
right.
And it's got the hand crank on it. And here's our
break. Call number 512-248-8252.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Denman and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 14th of May. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You get a very generous $50 discount on each unit, not just one time, but each individual unit, $50 off at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio, related topics related to this matter, such as preparedness in general. And, Tom, I mention this a lot, but this is talk radio. We always have new listeners. I get inquiries about once a week or every 2 weeks. John, how can I find people of like mind? Well, this is the place to do it. I would say the great majority of men and women in ham radio are interested in preparedness, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, they are. And if you go to the ham clubs, you'll find quite a few like-minded people, and they are interested in emergency communications. And my interest nowadays is for portable operation, to operate out in the field with portable type equipment and backpack type radios. There's quite a bit of interest in that, more than ever before, and I think that type of equipment would be very, very valuable in the coming years, and the ability to operate those systems in the field. And I'm talking about HF-type radios, which would be short-wave spectrum radio equipment that could be operated and set up quickly out in the field using single sideband Morse code or CW operation and data. You could actually tie a laptop into the radio or maybe a tablet type computer and communicate that way. There's no infrastructure other than the equipment that you set up, a wire antenna that's strung up through a nearby tree, something like that, or maybe a vertical type antenna that's set up and relatively small. All this equipment's very small.
Right.
And
it is.
Low power, it is. Not high power. You don't need a lot of power. And this would, John, there's more interest in that than ever before. And I think that's because of the way the world is going. And perhaps a lot of the ham operators are interested in preparedness. And this fits right in with it. So that's the type of things that I'm working with lately
and trying
to get more and more equipment set up that way.
Well, and that's a certainly worthwhile project, and I encourage you to keep doing that and teaching others how to do it as well. You may at some point have a system that you would consider selling, or is that even doable?
Maybe, but actually, I'm in the design process right now. It's just that my time is so limited. But I will. I did build three prototypes for backpack type radio. Held the battery, the radio equipment itself, and it's in an antenna coupler or antenna tuner. It was all built into one compact package that allowed you to just put that thing in a backpack. And the antenna would be sticking out. You'd have the speaker in there, or a speaker microphone type of unit. So I sold those three prototypes, and they went instantly. They were gone instantly. This is before all this virus stuff took off, and it was at a ham fest. So they're gone. Anyway, there's some changes I wanted to make. This stuff evolves kind of at a slow pace. You have to kind of tinker with it, and it's not something you just push some buttons on a computer and you start spitting these things out of the
machines.
That's right. No,
that's right. Tom,
it takes a lot of work.
It does require a lot of work. Tom, we got a caller here. We got Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi there. Can you hear me all right?
We hear you fine, my dear. What's going on?
Okay. Hi there. Good morning. I think that this is on subject, but you can correct me about that because you're speaking about radios, right?
Oh, yes. All right.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, what I called to share with the audience is the way that some of us have to listen to your show is over the phone.
Right.
That there is a phone number that we can call, or phone numbers that we can call on the RBN website right there on the front homepage, that we can call in and listen to the show over the phone, and we just don't have another way of listening. Well, I had a comment to make about that, because you know when you are on live, that's the way that we can get you, and so we have to just call in at whatever time come in and listen. But what I wanted to share about that option is that if that's the way that you have to listen to the show, you have to my suggestion would be to listen 20 minutes at a time or half an hour at a time, and then hang up and call back in, because there are some phone services that will cut you off if you listen excessively over the line, right? Was that a wrong thing to mention?
No, that's a great thing. You want to hold on through the break? You got anything else for us?
Sure,
Melissa?
I can do that. I'll patiently wait. Keep up the good
work. Okay, hold on
to
the break.
Wait.
Can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 14th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. We continue to get occasionally a new map of continents with unusual different coastlines. Just got one from a gentleman, Patrick, in Salem, Missouri. Patrick, thank you. It'll be posted the next day or so. It was featured in the film Greenland, the recent film Greenland. If you happen to watch a movie or TV show and you see a map of a continent with different coastlines, unusual coastlines, get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my DVDs that I personally produced as a thank you. It's a lot of fun. We're now up to, I think, more than 30 movies and TV shows that show continents with different unusual coastlines. Also, my website, we have energy cleaners. If you have issues with arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. Would you like to sleep as good as you did as a small child? Energy cleaner will help with that also. So check out the details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. If you want to send me a check, please do so. My address is right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we're holding over Melissa from the previous segment. What else is on your mind, my dear?
No, I just wanted to make sure that you understood what I was saying, that with some phone service, they don't allow you to listen excessively. My suggestion would be that instead of listening to the whole program or instead of listening to an hour at a time, that you just, cut it up and listen to, 20 minutes at a time or half an hour at a time, because they can just say they do all kinds of stuff when you're on the phone excessively on the line like that, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right, right. Well, I guess a person could disconnect during a break and then reconnect, couldn't they?
Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to share is that I still have managed to go without getting a vaccination, and so I would just to suggest that everybody who's getting pressured into doing that, maybe they have to temporarily cut off ties with whomever is pressuring them until the pressure goes away. It's a lot to have to put up with, but my understanding in my state is that the governor is going for a 70% goal before he, stops pushing it. So we're in my state, we're almost at 70%. It's shocking, but that's the rate. And so, yeah, you might just have to cut off ties with whomever is calling you every day or twice a day and trying to pull your arm and forcing you to get it done. You might just have to stay away from them for a while. But anyway, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. Of course, you won't need to cut it off for that long, between 6 and 24 months after they get their own vaccination. Those people will very likely be dead, and they won't be bugging you anymore. Tom, we keep learning more strange, bizarre, and dangerous and scary things about these COVID shots, don't we, sir?
Yeah, we do, John. I won't get one. I have no intention to get one. And I've been asked by several people, did you get your vaccination? I just kind of laugh and say, no, and I'm not going to. And, of course, they tell me how it wasn't any big deal and they got theirs and it's not a problem. And I always tell them, yeah, it's not a problem yet, but let's just see what happens. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. And I'm not going to do it, most likely. John, I don't even want a tetanus shot. Nothing.
Well,
any vaccination, zero.
When you say most likely, that's leaving a wiggle room to go ahead and get one, Tom.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have used those words because I'm not going to get one.
No, how about I'm not going to get one, no ifs, ands, or buts. It will not happen.
Yeah,
that
sounds real good. I'll go
okay.
with that.
Okay, all right. Well, it's unfortunate. We're going to lose a lot of people we love and care about over the next couple of years. But they made their uninformed, ignorant decision, and they will live with the consequences of their uninformed, ignorant decision. Maybe they thought they needed to keep their job. Ladies and gentlemen, you can always get another job. You only get one life. Unless you're a Hindu and you think you might be reincarnated as a cow or a bug or something, you get one life. That's it. And if you want to give up your life, which is a permanent decision, to keep a job, which is a temporary matter, all jobs are temporary, you're going to have to live with the consequences of that. And that's simply the way it is. Now, I know for a fact, because I've interviewed firsthand healthcare professionals that for decades have pretended to give each other flu shots so they can keep their employment. So it's something like, let's say Tom and I are both healthcare professionals. Tom, I'll pretend to give you the shot if you pretend to give it to me. And Tom says, okay, John, I can do that. And we pretend to give each other shots. We fill out the records as if we both gave each other the flu shot. And we keep our jobs. And life is grand, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of that's going to happen or maybe is already going on.
Of course
I don't know. I don't know how... how much pressure the people working in hospitals are getting right now, but I'm sure that the heat is on them to get these vaccinations. I just want no part of it, period.
Well, I have friends that one woman I know, she works for a facility, they do dialysis, and I know she's already under pressure to get the shot. If they mandate it as a matter of keeping her employment, she's already got to go through different protocols that the other vaccinated people don't. But she'll quit in a heartbeat. Being a registered nurse, she can get a job. She's got probably 10 job offers at any given moment. So she's not worried about that. Everybody listening has to make their own decision. And everybody that has to live with the consequences of that decision. There's incentives being offered, and I was talking about this yesterday, Tom. I know you don't listen to my show because you're too busy, but there's incentives including, I think, New Jersey is offering free beer is one of the incentives that they're offering.
Boy.
Oh, yeah, it gets better. Let's see, one of these states is offering full tuition to in a lottery situation. Yeah, for young people, if they get the COVID shot, their names entered into a lottery. If their name is drawn, they get free tuition, including room and board, to any state college or university. I think New York City is offering free transit passes if you get your COVID shot in the subway itself. I'm sure there are going to be other incentives offered around the countries also. It's just getting really crazy and really bizarre. We've never seen this before, have we, sir?
No, we haven't. And they're wrapping it up, and we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But I won't be participating. And, of course, a lot of my friends tell me how crazy I am for not wanting that vaccination. You know, they just say it's not a big issue. It's so easy to do. It doesn't hurt. It's not a big deal. And but I know one of them got... He had to get a second one, and when he got the second one, he got pretty ill. He was out of commission for several days. Felt like he had the flu. So, but it's not even that. It's the long term effects. Of course, we are hearing reports about people just keeling over and they're dead. So, I don't know. I do know. Period.
I do know. And what this COVID shot does, it's not a vaccination, first of all. It gives a minor, very minor help for the COVID-19. And even the people that manufacture it, they say it won't stop you from getting it. It just reduces the symptoms. But what it does do, in addition to that, is prevent your body from responding properly to any other coronavirus. And there's about 20 other coronaviruses, including the common cold. The common cold for a normal healthy person, or a routine flu virus to a normal healthy person, is 2 to 3 days of discomfort and you're back to normal. But that won't happen if you've had the COVID shot. It prevents your body from responding normally to any of these others. And that's what's going to kill people. That's what's going to kill tens of millions of people. And that's my reality. And in fact, there's a video, I don't think I have it on my website yet, the CEO of Pfizer, video of him saying he's not going to get the COVID shot himself. How about that, Tom?
Yeah, I've heard about that, and I think it'd be wise for people to listen to what somebody like this gentleman is talking about. They know what's going on, and they're sharing the information. I would say a great personal risk to themselves.
Well, the CEO of Pfizer is not putting himself at risk. He's a big supporter of the COVID shot that his company manufactures. He thinks it's a great idea, but he says, I can paraphrase, I'm 59 years old, I'm healthy, I'm not at risk, I'm not going to get it. And
But
the people at risk are people like Dr. Mike Yaden, who was the director of medical research at Pfizer and a former vice president at Pfizer. He's just flat out saying the COVID shot's going to kill people, all of them, the Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And no ifs, ands, or buts. He's saying it's a population reduction weapon. And so he's put himself at risk.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll just...
Well, Tom, let's look at the bright side. When all these people, there's going to be millions of people dying, real estate value is going to drop dramatically, and it's going to be a buyer's market. I'm saving up cash myself, and I'm looking forward to buying real estate at a deep, deep discount because of all these ignorant people who made uninformed, ignorant decisions. Their homes are going to be for sale when they die. So it'd be a great buyer's market, won't it, Tom?
Yes, it will be. I agree with that.
And probably not a whole lot of ham radio equipment on, because I think many of the ham radio people will not get the shot. I don't know the ham radio community well enough to say one way or the other. Do you have any prognostications on how many ham radio licensed people will be getting the shot, Tom?
Well, in my circle of ham friends, nobody will get that shot. None of them. But if you listen on the ham bands, John, you'll hear some of these people on there talking about their experiences they've had with getting the shot, with many of them complaining about how long they had to wait. They wanted it right now. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. If you tune in on the ham bands, you'll hear them talking about it. It comes up all the time. And as soon as I hear that, I just turn it off. No interest in listening to them anymore.
No. What's the point? Well, getting started ham radio is easy. The cost is insignificant compared to pretty much any other hobby. There's no longer a requirement to know Amora's code. That was a requirement for basically the better part of a century. That's gone. And so the barriers to becoming a ham radio licensed operator are rather insignificant at this point in time, aren't they, Tom?
Yeah, that's true. It's easier than ever before. The requirements have been relaxed quite a bit. In the old days, you had to know a lot about mainly the transmitter, how it worked, because if you had adjustments that were wrong, if you made adjustments that were not correct on that transmitter, you could interfere with other radio services, so that you had to know what you were doing. And now the equipment that most of the hams work with is store-bought and brand new out of the box, is plug and play. There's not a whole lot you have to do other than turn it on and learn the various menus and what the different knobs and buttons do. And it doesn't take too long, but it's all those important transmitter adjustments are automatic. And in most cases, you don't even have to make them anymore. I'm talking about equipment now that back in the old days were mostly tubes. And those tube-type transmitters had a lot of controls on them. They had to be adjusted properly. And that's all out the window. It's unless you like the older equipment, you don't really need to know a lot about that. You can still operate the older equipment, but that's something you might want to get into. Once you become a ham operator, you could maybe buy some of the older tube-type stuff and experiment with it. But
if you really want to duplicate the way it was a half a century ago, you have to line your Radio Shack with knotty pine wood, and make sure it smells like Prince Albert pipe tobacco, right?
There you go. Yeah. And the glow of those tubes. Some of my favorite equipment is older tube style radios, and I keep some of that on hand in the event of an EMP. Well, I wouldn't worry about it because it's not going to hurt those tube radios. I keep them. I don't have any antennas connected to them, but I could set them up pretty fast. They are ready to go, and I use them occasionally, so keep the capacitors in good shape. That's what happens with the older equipment. The capacitors dry out, and then you have to, as they call it, recap the unit, put new filter capacitors and things like that in there. And so it takes a little bit of skill to do that. But otherwise, if you just buy new equipment, it's all solid state, and most of it runs on 12 volts. Some of them have built-in power supplies, but for the most case, you have to purchase a power supply that will generate to 12 volts. Or if you use it in your car, everything you need is right there. So that type of equipment is readily available and a good way to go, and it's not hard to learn how to use it. You'd be up to speed in just a few days once you get your license.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment? We got time for maybe one or two questions at 512-248-8252. It's a hobby. It's fun. Youngsters like it. You homeschoolers out there, we have a lot of homeschoolers. Ham radio is a great way to teach youngsters about not only radio, but electronics, soldering, electronics and electrical equipment in general, how to use the tools properly and so forth. Isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. Very true.
So, and there's all kinds of kits, age-appropriate kits for youngsters to get involved in assembling their own electronic equipment. That's a lot of fun, too. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Well, Tom, we get the word out every week. I get emails of people that are getting involved in ham radio. They send me photographs of their Radio Shack, of the antennas they've got outside, the towers they've got outside, and their smiling faces, of course. it's very gratifying. Very gratifying to help people get started on ham radio, help them to understand the importance of it, and see the results of the work that you and I do every Friday morning, Tom. It's very gratifying, isn't it?
On board, and they're setting up their stations, antenna systems, and so on. Some people have set up huge towers and big radio installations, but John, you can do it for just a few hundred dollars with some used equipment and a very simple wire antenna as well. You can talk all over the world with ham radio with a minimal amount of equipment. It does not take a gigantic tower, and that's what a lot of people seem to think, is that, you know, I think about a ham radio station, it's a big tower, and that's not the case. And I've never used towers. I've always had simple wire antennas, and I've done quite well with that. And of course, like I said earlier, my interest is in the portable operations, and you do that with just simple wire antennas or a whip antenna coming from the backpack radio, and there seems to be quite a bit of interest in that. So there's a lot of equipment available for field operations, and it's not really expensive to get into some of that as well. So I think just something for everybody. Once you get your ham license, you'll find your area of interest and you can pursue it. I'd also recommend that you get the proper tools to have on hand for maintenance of that equipment. You may have to make repairs to the antenna system, power supplies, radio equipment itself. So you need soldering equipment. You need the hand tools and maybe crimping tools for antenna connectors and things like that. It's wise to get that equipment while you can, while it's still available, and have it on hand, set up a toolbox for all that equipment, and keep it handy because you never know when you might need that. And learn how to solder. Get a good soldering iron and learn how to solder. That's very important as well.
It is. It is very important. Well, Tom, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it, and we look forward to having you back with us next week.
Okay, John. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Second hour, we expect to have Dr. Scott Huff with us, and we'll be talking about health-related matters. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.